Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about something that gets misunderstood constantly in the yoga world and in the neurodivergent world: rest and recovery. Not getting more energy, not fixing your burnout, not optimizing your performance, but the real physiological process of recovery, which looks very different for neurodivergent bodies and nervous systems. This episode is for you if you struggle to rest but feel exhausted, you crash instead of recovering, yoga sometimes feels like not enough or too slow, you want practices that replenish your capacity, not your productivity. We're going to talk about what rest actually is, why neurodivergent nervous systems experience it differently, and how yoga supports recovery even when it doesn't feel like doing enough. Let's begin. Most mainstream conversations treat rest like an activity. Take a nap, sit on the couch, do a restorative pose, check something off your list. But rest is not the thing you're doing. Rest is the state your body has to enter to actually recover. And neurodivergent nervous systems often struggle to access this state because of chronic hypervigilance, emotional masking, constantly managing stimulation, pressure to perform calm, difficulty noticing early cues of depletion. So you can be lying down without actually resting. You can be not moving and still physiologically in fight or flight. Think about a time when you sat down on the couch, but you knew you had dishes in the sink or laundry in the wash or a task that you just haven't gotten to yet. Are you truly resting, or is your body in that, oh, I want to sit here, but I really have to do the thing, and trying to activate yourself to do it? Your body isn't resting. Rest is when your system feels safe enough to downshift. This means if your body doesn't feel safe, comforted, or regulated, rest won't work, even if you're performing the behavior. Here's where things might get confusing. People assume that recovery means you'll wake up energized. But for neurodivergent bodies, recovery might look like more fatigue at first, slower mornings, irritation or coming back online discomfort, emotional processing that finally has space, increased sensitivity before recalibrating. Because recovery isn't about adding energy. It's about repairing the system. Yoga helps this because yoga regulates the nervous system, but it doesn't always feel like a quick boost. Sometimes recovery feels like heaviness, stillness, a little foggy, quieter internal noise, a sense of finally landing. This is good. This is the body choosing repair over performance. Neurodivergent bodies often have unique patterns like high baseline arousal, always slightly activated, difficulty coasting in a rest and digest state, delayed fatigue signals, intolerance for understimulation, faster threat detection systems, lower interoceptive clarity. I don't know what I'm feeling, but I'm tired. Because of this, traditional yoga cues like relax your body, let your thoughts go, find stillness, may not be accessible or supportive, and could potentially even make you mad or angry. Neurodivergent-friendly recovery requires bridges, ways to approach rest instead of jumping into it. Yoga can support rest in four main ways. The first one is downshifting the nervous system gradually, not forcing stillness, not flipping a switch, but slowly reducing activation through rhythmic movement, breath pacing, sensory input that feels safe and predictable sequences. The second is increasing interoception. Yoga can help you name internal signals like, this is overwhelm, not tiredness. I need pressure here. My breath is shallow. Recovery becomes easier when you can feel your body sooner. The third one, giving the system a safe container. A predictable practice tells your body, you're safe. You can exhale now. This is why neurodivergent-friendly yoga benefits from repetition, simplified sequences, slow transitions, minimal sensory load, and permission-based link. Four, providing micro-rest moments. Full rest may feel inaccessible, but micro-rest may be available. And this can be child's pose with a bolster, gentle rocking, extended exhales, hand-to-skin contact, or supported forward folds. These small moments build your recovery capacity over time. Many people think recovery will feel like calm, peace, clarity. But real, true recovery is messy. It often feels like a slow release, emotion surfacing, sleepiness, craving warmth, weight, or softness, wanting to cocoon or withdraw, reduced tolerance for stimulation. These are signs your body is shifting gears, not failing. Sometimes the blah feeling you get after yoga isn't a lack of energy. It's a physiological downshift. So here's a little neurodivergent-friendly yoga recovery practice. This isn't a fixed fatigue sequence. It's a recovery invitation. So you may start with some rhythmic movement, some cat-cow, seated circles, gentle rocking, moving your body, just however it wants to go. And the purpose of this is to shake off activation, create a little bit of predictability, and warm your tissues. And then moving into a supported shape, maybe a child's pose with a bolster, a reclined butterfly with blocks underneath the legs so you've got that support and don't have to feel like you're working hard, or a supported forward fold, so using blocks, bolsters, blankets, and adding grounding somewhere, so placing your hands somewhere that feels comforting. And then moving into an exhale bias breath, which is just allowing the exhale to be longer than the inhale. So it could be a 4-count inhale and a 6-count exhale. You might even add a little bit of humming. The signal safety through the vagus nerve. And then you might even add some weighted pressure, a blanket, a bolster, or even your own arms around your torso. Think of it like a weighted blanket to help contain the nervous system. And then finally, having a really slow re-entry. No dramatic coming up, trying to move on to the next thing. Let the system shift gradually. So those are some good things to do. What are some things to avoid? These things can block recovery for neurodivergent bodies. And that's forcing stillness, pushing for a calm outcome, fast transitions, bright lights, loud sounds, or lots of sensory clutter, comparing your capacity to others, treating recovery like a productivity task. Recovery is about honoring your biology, not performing. Your nervous system isn't fighting you, it's trying to protect you, even when that protection feels like resistance. Yoga gives you the tools to coax your body into safety and recovery, not by demanding calm, but by offering gentle signals that you're allowed to slow down. If you want some more neurodivergent-friendly yoga practices, check out the Yoga for Neurodiversity resources I've linked in the show notes, and they're over on my website, along with some supportive tools for rest, sensory regulation, and nervous system awareness. And if you're working with deep exhaustion or chronic stress, I offer virtual organizing, ADHD coaching, and private yoga therapy sessions to help you build systems that support your body, not fight it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve.
Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.